get out of that comfort zone. Don't be afraid. Take the risk. It's all in the plans of God. Your next and your now does not have to collide. They can collaborate. And that's what it's all about. It doesn't have to be a collision. It can be a collaboration to where God is trying to get you where he wants you to be and then excel when you get there.
We're discussing navigating life's transitions and changes on your journey to financial fulfillment. Welcome to Wealth and Wisdom Together with Weslia and Willa. This is the podcast that empowers you to unleash your steward identity, transform your money mindset, and engage the habits to manage money confidently, live life purposefully, and build wealth intentionally. So sit back and relax as we dig deeper into wealth and wisdom together. Hey, family, this is Weslia and Willa, and we are so thankful that you are joining us today. You are here because you believe in the power of walking in your steward identity on your unique path to financial fulfillment. But let us be clear, your steward identity is more than just a financial pathway. It's a whole way of life. It's about knowing who God is, understanding who you are in Christ, and how the Holy Spirit guides you through the three pillars of financial fulfillment. And those pillars are managing money confidently, living life purposefully, and building wealth intentionally. And the resulting outcome is wealth and wisdom together. And that's inspired by Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. And today, we're so excited. We're discussing navigating life's transitions and changes on your journey to financial fulfillment. And we have a dear guest today.
Our guest is our friend. He's our pastor and a new author, Dr. Timothy Williams. He's written a new book called Nexting, Navigating and Negotiating Life's Transitions of Change. He is known affectionately as Dr. Tim. He's a native of Detroit, Michigan. He's a devoted husband and proud father of three adult children and a loving grandfather of four grandsons. His deep commitment to family is matched only by his dedication to his community as the founder and pastor of New Beginnings Community Church worldwide. Now, for 25 years, Dr. Tim has been instrumental in helping people move beyond challenges and limitations to achieve their highest potential, whether in life or the corporate world. Now, as a member of his congregation, I can tell you this is true. He has done so much to lead us. And Dr. Tim is also an executive and leadership coach who guides individuals and teams through transitions and transformation, focusing on growth, personal growth, character development, and effective leadership. I'm just proud to say I've been a part of all of that too. He's dedicated to spreading the gospel with simplicity, understanding, and transparency. His mission is to inspire and equip believers to become transformers who make a tangible difference in the lives of others, both locally and globally. Dr. Tim's wisdom, insight, and unwavering faith have made him a trusted leader and mentor to many. All I can say right now is, welcome, Dr. Wow. Tim. Welcome, Dr.
Wow,
Tim.
Wow, wow, wow.
Welcome, Dr.
Willa, my sister, my friend. Man, Weslia, my sister, my friend. Guys, man, I am proud of y'all. I am proud. I am hippopotamus happy. Elephant excited, man.
Great
119th
leadership.
Episode. My God.
Yes.
Look at, it's just incredible. I remember our journey. I'm just so godly proud to be on your show. I am so godly. Look at
we
that.
Are
I'm
proud.
On your show.
Right. We are proud to have you. And we are fruit of your ministry.
Absolutely.
We pray that we make you proud.
You do.
And how
you
we're
do.
Walking and what we're doing and how we are attempting to be transformers.
You are.
We know about being a catalyst for change. And so
That's all we know how to do. We know how we're wired. We know what we're purposed to do. And we're just trying to do a good job in doing it, glorifying God and edifying his people in the way that he has called us to do it.
I mean, you guys have stepped into it. And I mean, God showed it to you. You imagine it bigger and bigger, bigger than anything, so that you can keep depending on him.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm seeing the results of it. And I know countless people. I know my daughter and her husband. They are blessed by your efforts, your work, your ministry, your gifts, your calling. I'm blessed. My wife and I, we're blessed. I mean, you helped us. And we needed some wisdom.
Yeah.
And praise God, we got it. And you all helped us and continue to help us.
Yeah,
and so from a bird's eye, but also a very microscope viewpoint, I look, I listen to the podcast. I go back over. I know you have affinity towards women, but I listen in because principles are principles, truth are truth.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we just need to apply them and we get the results. And when you all showed me about what you can do with your time, Shay, glory to God. I mean, okay, you think you're trapped, but you're not trapped.
Mm-mm.
You're not trapped in it. You just don't want to work it. You just don't want to put the effort in and work it and use wisdom. And I'm telling you, it inspired me. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the introduction. Yeah, finally done. Next thing is out.
Yeah.
It's not just a book. It's a movement that I hope will become contagious and invite people to get involved in, because we all are transitioning all the time and we all experience different transitions in our life. And so this is a part of our journey. New Beginnings is a part of that. And it took 20 plus years to really get it out of me because I needed to heal and I needed to really next and really trust God and trust that he had plans for me. So I'm so glad to be on today to talk about nexting and invite people, get out of that comfort zone. Don't be afraid. Take the risk. It's all in the plans of God. You don't have to, you know, your next and your now does not have to collide. They can collaborate. And that's what it's all about. It doesn't have to be a collision. It can be a collaboration to where God is trying to get you where he wants you to be and then excel when you get there. That's what it's all about for me.
I'm so excited that you said that. You know, as we talk to our listeners, we are always reminding them that they're on a unique path to financial fulfillment. And they're going to use everything that God has provided for them in order to do that. I love how you define in the book that nexting is the conscious anticipation and navigation of the plans of God unfolding in your life as you engage in the now. You're journeying on a path, something is next. It's a path, it's movement, right?
Yes.
Now, in the book, you use an analogy of a basketball game and how the game was over and you was getting the ball and you was ready.
Yes. Next,
right?
Yes.
You said, I got next
one up. Yes. I got next. Right.
But it reminded me of my girls. And I remember because, you know, when they were 10, they couldn't wait to be 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were 13, they couldn't wait to be 16.
16, right.
And then when he was 16, you couldn't wait to be 18. And I would always caution them. I would say, you're so focused on being next. I don't want you to miss out on what's right now. Why are you so focused on the next? I don't want you to miss out on the greatness of now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, how do you differentiate between the anxiousness of next versus the anticipation of next?
Amen. Great question. Great question. How do you do that? Well, you know, it goes back to what you believe, your worldview. It goes back to what you know about yourself. And the reason why I say that is because if your worldview is that life is just handed to you and you adopt this play your hand that you're dealt, if that's the way you feel, then if that's your worldview, then you're going to always be reacting. You're going to be very anxious, rather than if your worldview is that it is a plan that God has for you and he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you can trust that plan. Then it becomes anticipation. You know, so it depends on your worldview. It depends on your view of life If you feel that you're the captain of your ship and you're the master and you are the one in control and you don't think that God is sovereign, then you're going to be anxious and you're going to be always reacting rather than responding. Mm-hmm. But if your worldview is that God is sovereign and you are a steward mm-hmm. of what God has blessed you with, then it's anticipation, baby. Ooh. It's like one version that I use. I think it's the Message version or the Passion version, where it's in the book of Romans, where the children, where Paul says, they say, well, what's next, Papa? You know, this just what's next, Papa. It's like my grandchildren, my grandboys, what's next, Pops? You know, and Papa. And so there's an anticipation because it's his plan. And, you know, and he says what his plan is, to do you good and not to harm you and to give you hope and expect to. I anticipate that. I'm excited about mm-hmm. that. But if I'm the captain of my life and I'm the one doing it, and there's always going to be anxiety because I don't know what's next, and whatever comes at me, I now got to deal with it. And what's like you're gambling. What's behind door number one? What's behind door number two?
Yeah.
And door number three, so to speak. So that's how I differentiate your worldview.
So how do you balance being present now while expecting next?
Yes, that is the very key. And that's where I insert the navigation negotiation. That's where you really have to make sure that you are not allowing next to hijack now. Mm-hmm. Because if you are so focused on the next, you're going to neglect the now. And so I try to coach people to be present, a sense of mindfulness, a sense of awareness of what's going on around you and what's going on inside of you. And then to really appreciate, because the plans that God has for you, they are for now and they include next. And then I put it together and I say, well, next is now, because yes. once you really understand that it is this collaboration, everything you do now will impact your next. Mm-hmm. But then ultimately, I'll use what I call now G2PS, God's Global Positioning System, G2PS. You know, like with the regular GPS systems, mm-hmm. you put your destination in and then it picks the route for you. So yes. then it takes you turn by turn. So the destination, the next, actually dictates what happens in the now. So I make the turns, I make the adjustments based upon where I'm going. So if your listeners have a mind of next, an awareness of next, an anticipation of next, that's great. They need to, because if you don't have a vision for next, then you're not going to go anywhere. But if you have that vision, but then you then go in the reverse. You come from that vision and then you start letting it direct you and impact your now. So now, yeah, I'm going to do this now, but I'm going to live and enjoy now because it's part of the plan of God.
One of the things that you said in your book that just I thought about as you were speaking now is you said, as a faithful steward
mm-hmm.
of continual heavenly deposits, your progress moves at the speed of trust.
Mm.
So while we are trying to think about what our goal is, what we want to do, God has a plan. We trying to move and push down that path, but we have to say, slow down some.
Mm-hmm.
It moves at the speed of how you trust God.
Yep.
And how he can trust you.
Exactly.
Are you positioned? Are you in position to receive what it is that you trust in him for yet? So it's just amazing how everything kind of falls into place. I love this. What really was the catalyst for you to write this book?
It occurred to me that when I had this major transition in my life over 20 years ago, I had to resign from my first pastorate. I've only pastored two churches in my life, and I was called to both. Called to pastor the church that I grew up in, and then called to found a church, and along with some faithful believers, and trust in God. And so at that transitional moment in my life, 7 years of pastoring, 3 years of youth pastor, 10 years combined.
Wow.
God said, there's something more. There's something different. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. And that transition shook me, because I was like, well, what am I gonna do now? You know? Because that was my livelihood. And so all of that went on. And I didn't know it at the time that I was actually nexting, that God was actually moving me on to my next. Not to say that the now wasn't good and where I was wasn't good, but it was just time to move on. And so what was the catalyst? It was that transition and me not knowing what to do. And then God taking me through the paths and taking me around the turns and navigating, negotiating emotional EQ and then IQ stuff that he was dealing inside of me. And then lo and behold, I got a family. Then I got some people that actually want to go with me on the journey. What's up, God? You got to give me some wisdom because it's a journey. And so you had to trust him. So the catalyst was that transition. Mm-hmm. And that transition shook me to my core. It caused me to have existential questions. And then therein lies God says, I got you. Trust me. And he took me to Jeremiah 29:11. And he said, here's the plans. It's part of my plan. I didn't feel like it was part of the plan because my plan, I mean, Wes, we did Black Enterprise together.
Yes, we did.
That wasn't part of the plan. Black Enterprise, the pastor, wife, family, and here's what you do, financially plan. We had it all planned out. That's what I had planned, but God had greater plans. And so that was the catalyst transitions. And so then God just started pouring inside of me and letting me know that that's what's all of life is transitions, and they need not be transactional. They can be actually transformational. And so now God said, take all of that and then give it and share it with other people, because that's why you went through it.
And I keep hearing trust. We talked about your transparency a little earlier, but there are so many quotes in the book. I just love it. It says the voice of next. This is you being transparent, calls out from the future vision.
Yes.
A future vision that's higher than your current position.
Glory to God.
And further than your present location. So you couldn't have known.
Couldn't have known.
Because it was the voice of next. It was God's voice, God's plan. Who called you? Move, Tim. Move.
Right. It wasn't even in the now.
Yeah.
It was in the next. Yeah. And it's a voice.
Yeah.
And transparency. Yeah, it was the voice of next, and it scared me, Willa. And Wes, it scared me because it was unfamiliar. It was new territory. I mean, you got history, you got comfort, you got your pedigree, your background, but it was God. And so you have to trust that. And it sounded like God. Once I stepped back and really listened to it and drown out all the other noises, there wasn't no big thunderous voice. It was just a whisper. And shared it. It was like being pregnant because it happened in February. Mm-hmm. You all know this. We shared it. It happened in February. I was attending a conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And I ran into Sam Chan, who's a mentor of mine. Mm-hmm. And it was a whisper. Yeah. It was a focused leadership conference. It was a whisper in February of 2000. And then in November, 9 months later, God delivered New Beginnings. Yeah. So it was a whisper. But it was a familiar voice because it brought peace. And amidst of all the things that we were going through, you all know the journey. It was a peace in me. Though chaos was around me, the peace of that voice said it was going to be okay. And then God backed it up with physical evidence, right? He just backed it up. He said, okay, see, I told you it's me. And he just kept on backing it up. I mean, God set it up with some physical manifestation as it relates to wealth. Yeah. They said, okay, I got you. I got your seed for your new beginning. Hallelujah. We didn't know. We didn't know. But we had to trust him. And Willa, that trust is something that I'm learning to do every day, to trust his plan, his way, his will. And it still inspires in me to take risk, but as a calculator, it's faith because there's still a risk involved.
We see the journey that you have gone on and how that trust has led you. How do we discover our voice, that voice of our next? Wow.
It's through you meditating, spending, I call it silent solitude and specific revelation, because there is a general revelation, but there's a specific revelation. So through silent solitude and specific revelation, silence, Settle yourself down. Silent. Let's embrace the silence. A lot of times we just turn on the radio, we turn on the TV just because. We, even now with my discipline now of exercise and stuff, I'm learning to do it without the music, without the books. I got the audible books, but I'm learning to do it in silence and let nature talk. Silence and then solitude, which is different from isolation. It's purposeful private time. And then specific revelation, because there's a general revelation, right? That we all, God wants everyone to flourish. God wants everyone to prosper. But then what is he saying to you? And so that specific revelation helps me identify that's the voice for me. That's the word for me. Because we can say something today and thousands of people will hear you. Thousands of your listeners will hear it. But what is he saying to them? And that's the specific revelation. So silence, solitude, and specific revelation is how I identify the voice and how I would recommend all those on the journey, what I'm calling nexters. Amen. Wealth and wisdom nexters. Steward identity, your group, your people, but all of us in life. Yeah.
Because even with the steward identity, it's the surrender. You mentioned knowing that God is sovereign, so he's leading you. Trusting him, earnestly seeking him. So you gave us some more practical steps. The follow through of the earnestly seeking him is your positioning in solitude, like you just said, and sitting in silence. And because we can speak, but you got to listen too.
Yes.
So I love that part because we all, you know, we good to pray.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
I'm praying, there you go. I'm asking. I'm praying. I'm asking. But when did we, and I'm talking about myself.
Amen. Amen.
Talking about anybody else. But when in that asking and praying and supplication and seeking did I stop?
And listen.
And listen. Because two people can't talk at the same time.
No. And he's talking.
You
but
know.
We don't ever do that. We don't ever. So I'm going to add a fourth one there. Stop, silent, solitude, and specific revelation.
Yes.
Because you're right. We don't stop. We don't stop talking. This new discipline of the silence and solitude has taught me I approach prayer silently now.
Mm-hmm.
After the good morning, it's okay.
Let me hear.
Because he woke you up, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't the alarm. Yeah, the alarm went off, but he woke you up. And
that's right.
With a purpose. And he got some. And now, man. How you go to sleep too. Now that's another discipline I'm learning.
Yeah, that is true.
Because he talks while you're sleeping. The conscience. I'm learning about the power of the conscience, man. And so how you go to sleep can determine or impact how you wake up and what happens in between time. So I think we're onto something there. I love that digitally seeking him and the surrendered. I love that about your stewardship identity because if you don't do that, then you're living under this false ideology that you're in control and you're the one doing it. No, you're not.
Right.
You're not. You are responsible for being a part of what's happening, but you can't do it by yourself.
Yes. Come on with the R. Like, you know what we're talking about. Listen, look at you.
What?
That's what? It. That's it. Now, we got to get to the middle. The in between. And yes, I know there are a lot of people that are in the in between. And this is the hardest part.
Yes.
Yeah. And you even said, well, your detours.
Yes, Lord.
Have detours. Now, you said we got the G2PS. So if we have the G2PS, but our detours.
Got detours.
Got detours.
Glory.
I don't want 11-day journey to become 40 years.
40 years, huh?
Ooh, no.
The in-between.
It goes back to that trust, though.
Yeah.
You know, I joked about it in the book that, you know, I'm good for putting it on my GPS. You know, I'm good. But then I don't trust it because there are some turns it wants me to take that I think I know better.
No, but I could go this way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, and then my wife says, well, are you going to listen to what it says or you're not? You know, so. That in between, that's a period where I encourage you to, because I broke the book down in three segments, and it's so expect it, embrace it, then you experience it. So that's the embrace portion. Mm-hmm. You got to lean into that because sometimes we will get blindsided. I don't pull any fences, they pull any tricks on you, you will get blindsided. Stuff can happen that you didn't expect. You may have seen some signs, but you didn't think it was going to. People got divorced. They didn't expect it, or a death. Some type of transition can happen like that where you get blindsided. So I'm learning, or I learned through my journey, and then when I'm encouraging others that I coach and counsel, is that you embrace that in between. And the same God that was in the now at the beginning is the same God in the middle who's going to be the same God at the next. Mm-hmm. And he's the same God in the in-between. Mm-hmm. And if he said he's going with you, trust that. He's going with you. God's going to go with you through the in-between, but you got to learn to embrace the in-between and stop resisting it. I discovered that as soon as I start trusting and keep my trust on God and focusing on God and what God is doing in me, and that's where the transformation really occurs, because that 11-day journey doesn't have to be 40 years if you just trust and surrender and let him do the work. Part of the problem was with that whole Israelite story was that they never trusted him. So he had to let that generation grow up and die off, because a new generation had to grow up with that would trust him, the Joshua generation that would trust him to go in. So when you trust, and that's when it accelerated for me. And that's when I talk about in the book, and in between, when I surrendered it and trust him and embraced the transition and stop fighting it. So we go to the stages of grief sometimes in transition. And my sequel to this book is going to be Lost in Transition. And I'm going to be talking about that, because that's where you get lost. You get lost in the in-between. And some people stay forever, quote unquote, lost, or stay ever in transition to where they never arrive to a place where they can say, this is my next. Now I'm on to another next. But so it's the trusting in the in-between stage. It's embracing it. Is understanding that it is happening. One of my chapters, This Can't Be Happening, is based on a commercial where the guy, I think it's Allstate, some insurance, car insurance, and he comes out and he sees his car sitting on cinder blocks and everything's gone. And he says, this can't be happening. And the other actor says, it's happening. It's happening. Yeah. So then lean into it. Trust it. Lean into it. Though it can be hurtful, though it can have detours in it, you got to trust that thing. And I'm telling you, when you trust it, trust him, then you'll, the speed of trust, and that's when things will move to the place you need to be.
I love it how you tell us in the book that when you're in that in between, in that process, place a higher value on what you're gaining, not on what you're losing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We keep our eyes focused where it needs to be on that next. At the other side of that transition, we won't be worried about, but I had, but we could, we'd go back to the Israelites, but you know, at least we had something to eat. No, but look at what you have if you trust and go all the way to the promised land. Come on now.
If you do that, you will begin to, as I say, when you start using your GPS, the G2PS, then when you start using that, you'll put meaning in the moment.
Yeah.
Value to the vision. Purpose to the plan. So you start, like you said, you start getting what God wants you to get out of this. You're going to discover a new you, because a new pathway has occurred, new strength has come about, new wisdom has come, new insight has come, all in that in between. But you begin to focus on where you need to be. And if you're focusing on the past, then it's not in its proper place, because you can't focus. You're not going there.
Right.
So why focus on the past? You're not going there. You're leaving from there. And so, Willa, you're on it, man. Shucks. Okay.
I'm just thinking, how can you accept the future if you concentrating on the past?
Yeah.
You open yourself up to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accept the future. Accept that the other side of that transition.
Yeah.
Not if the stuff that you're leaving was the best for you, then God would have left you there. But he wanted better. He wanted better.
But there's a caveat, because you said, please note that you cannot move on to the next until you have taken care of the past and been faithful in your present.
Yeah.
And next is waiting on those who have taken care of business.
Yes. You got to do the work. A lot of people are just, they're so excited that it didn't get hijacked. They just ignored it and neglected it. and they haven't done the work. And so when you get there, you all know, we've seen it in people's lives, stories and everything, that they get to a new place or new level and they don't have the character to sustain them there. They don't have what it takes to maintain that level because they didn't do the work. You got some doors that need to be closed. With a new beginning, there's an ending. And we talk about how important endings are. They are wonderful. Can I tell you? They are wonderful. I didn't know it at the very onset of that new beginning, but Lord, about 5 years in, I begin to celebrate my endings, Lord. Glory. And you got to do that. God closes the door, but we keep on opening it back up. Or watch this. We keep on allowing people to open it back up. I'm not there anymore. I close that door. I accept the door that God has closed. Remember the foreclosure example he gave us? It's foreclosure.
Yes. Foreclosure.
Foreclosure, right? Yeah. I mean, with all the different transitions, it's some are hurtful. Some are painful. Yeah. Divorce, death, loss of job, those are hurtful transitions. But accept them and then move forward. Move forward with a sense of presence. And I just can't tell you what God is. It's a continuous work. It's an ongoing work. And but you do have to do the work. You got to take care of business. And you can't get there, because if you get over to next and stuff you didn't do in the now, it's going to show up in the next. And he said, what's wrong with now? So now you're always going on this, this forever journey that has no end to it. And that's not part of God's plan.
You said when you're discontent in your now, don't go jumping into something else, calling it your next.
What I talked about with the discontent, some people, they don't want to do what's necessary in the now. People want to keep on jumping from this to that, the other, because they are discontent. And that discontent comes from within. They're disquieted inside. When they're discontent, they're making up all of these things, or they're jumping over here saying this is next. And it's not next. It's your discontentment with now. And if you just work on the now, it could be better, because it's about a better present and a brighter future. And I don't want to leave my now, because it's not what I thought it should be. If God brought you to the now, then you should find out what he needs you to do in the now and work that now. And that now can be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to turn over my timeshare. I'm about to work my timeshare. That's my now. I've been in my timeshare for how many years? 20 plus years. I ain't about to turn that thing over now. And because you're letting other people write the narrative, it's not a bad thing. Learn the system. Learn how to work that. Learn the cutoff dates. Thank it. Do what you got to do. Turn it into points. Turn it into bomb boy points. Whatever you got to do to work it. And it can be a better now for a brighter future. But a lot of times we're discontented because we don't want to accept the responsibility for now. Man, and I've been there too, y'all. So I'm talking about from experience. I've been there too when you think it's going to be better. No, it's not. You just need to work in that now. Amen.
Amen.
Because your now is your next. Your next is now. Shucks.
So nexting isn't a passive stance on life.
It's active.
It's active.
Participative. Amen. You have your rest stops. You know, you do need to take advantage of your rest stops. You know when you need to rest. What are they there for? For you to rest. Amen. So pull over and rest. But it is so, God wants you to be an active participant in your progress, active participant in this journey. It's not sitting back, letting it just roll out for you. It's a wonderful thing when you got a father that cares. It's a wonderful thing when you got a father that knows what's best for you, has your best interests at heart. He's going to do everything. Yeah. He's done everything for you to live your best life now. And like you was talking about earlier, you know, we're waiting. I'm going to wait till I do this. No. Yeah, we understand delayed gratification. Yes, we understand the planning and the process. Amen. But I'm not waiting to live. I'm going to live within my means. I'm going to live according to my budget. I'm going to live, man. I'm going to enjoy it. And so, no, it's not waiting on the sideline. You got to use that waiting. Like I said in the opening story about the example of the being on the side of the court. When you're waiting to play. I remember one time I almost lost my next, my position, because I'm preoccupied doing other things rather than actually using the next, using that time to still be engaged in my next. Because you can plan, you can do things you need to do in preparation for the next, because you're anticipating it coming. So you must stay actively engaged in it and involved in it. I mean, that's the best living, right?
Yeah.
The best living is when you're living it. I mean, when you're experiencing it. I don't want to have someone else tell me how life was. You know, I lived it. I want to say, I was there.
That's it. Yes. That's
2024 was good. Yeah, I was there. I was in it, man. So I'm living that thing, man. So, you got to be. And that's nexting. So,
For some of us, all of us, and this would be me, we're not always open to the next, to the transition. Like, come on, Father. Hey, is all right. But I love it how you tell us to just lean back on him, because he's leaning forward toward you.
Yeah.
Just to shore you up so that you can go forward and he can position you. Remember, you trust in him.
Yeah.
You are. And if we stop looking at ourselves and want to trust ourselves and really trust him, we will move forward. And just the whole fact of anticipating the next.
Yeah.
This is it for now, but there is a next. There is another opportunity. God has a path, like we talk about. There's a unique path for each of us. And every step on that path is a next.
Yes.
And you can't just stand here and say, okay, I made it. No, that's just a step. You got to keep it going. And if you want to resist it, just lean on back, because he got you. He got your back.
You're right. You do. It's amazing, because I think my last chapter is towards, because it's, you never really arrive. Life is lived on levels, and we arrive in stages as we experience seasons. But it's always a towards. And that's because what's the reality is, we're never going to fully accomplish everything in this life, or fully accomplish perfection. We're never going to fully arrive there. So it's always a towards. And it's towards that mastery. So I'm always striving for that. So I'm content, but I'm never satisfied. I'm never plateauing. So I'm always anticipating. And then the other thing that you leaned into, Willa, is that it's not always about us. A lot of times we think your next thing journey is just for you. No, my next connects to your next. See, listen, when y'all do what y'all do, y'all give others permission to shine. So when you do what you're supposed to do, you give others permission to shine, man. And all of us are supposed to be, our light's supposed to shine. So let's not be selfish with our next. My next is connected to your next. And that's what you're doing with this invitation, man, for me to come on your 119th episode. Come on.
Yes.
So it's connected. I don't want to be a hold up for you. I'm learning now. That's why we start podcasts. Why do we do it? Because there's somebody's waiting on what you got to say.
That's right. That's right.
And out of the 8 billion people in this world, someone is going to benefit from what you got to say, man. And so your testimony is going to become someone's survival kit next week. When you do what you do, someone's going to pick that up and say, oh, I'm going to use that. Will and Wes says do that. Wes and Willa says do this. So I love it. It's never resting to the point where we just stop living. No, it's unto death, not until death, unto death. You know, but then we're going to live some more, right? I love it.
I love the book. And I really appreciate that you talk about nexting can be hard. I appreciate the honesty and the authenticity. And so in nexting, it's not always pretty. You get blindsided by things. But in it, you don't even understand why it's happening. And sometimes you have to go through it before you could find out how it really set you up. The setback actually did set you up for what was next in your life. And so the book actually helps you navigate through all of that. And I really love that about the book.
I wanted the readers to feel me, and I wanted to feel them. I wanted it to be transparent. And those that are real close know the journey up close, but I wanted to be real transparent, and I struggled with it. It took 20 years to process, and it wasn't God, it was me. And then I wanted to be in some places. So that person who is in that transition that was not expected, that was not wanted, I didn't see that coming from him. I didn't see that coming from her or whatever that is. I didn't know the company was going to do whatever that transition could be. I wanted to be able to reach them and feel them and say, hey, embrace it so you can experience what you need to get to your next. And so I'm glad that you, thank you for pointing that out, because I do want it real and sharing enough to let people know that I've lived it and I'm living it. So I want people to feel that. That's who I am. And that's who God says, just know what you know, be who you are.
And as I was reading, I could hear your voice in my ear. I could just hear you. So this is truly a transparency of your life and of how you love God and of how you want to position people around you to be able to hear that same voice in their own lives and to know how to lean back so he can pull you forward, to just know, don't necessarily think that this is where you end. Your present is not always your final destination. That is not it. There is a next.
I loved this conversation. So remember, as you are journeying on your unique path to financial fulfillment, walking in your steward identity, you're also nexting. You're transitioning from now to next and transforming from being to becoming.
Yes.
Those are Dr. Tim's words. So what we normally do after every episode, we normally seal it with wisdom from the word. And Amen. So we would love for you to just give a scripture to seal this whole conversation with the word. Now, don't sneak a preach.
No, no, no. Look, I'm getting my Bible.
But if you would seal this with the word for our listeners, and then share where they can, all the ways that they can connect with you.
Again, let me say thank you to both of you. Wes, Willow, thank you so much for your manifestation of wealth and wisdom. Thank you for being a manifestation of that. Something that the people can tangibly touch, that God blessed us with you all, and you are being that purpose and fulfilling that purpose. And so thank you for being a tangible representation, touchable, that we can touch and feel, and that thank you for being faithful to your assignment and not reneging on that and neglecting that, but being bold enough to step into it, which is your next, and you're doing it with grace and not grind. And I just admire you both and highly respect you both in your areas of, and just in life. Amen.
Amen.
I seal it with the word of where it began. And I would pray that listeners would hear God talking to them. The prophet Jeremiah records this as God talking to the people of Israel, telling them, because they're in captivity, y'all. They're in Babylonian captivity, and they're having to deal with the 70 years of captivity. And here comes this message that God says, I need you to hear this. Because where you are is not the end. There's going to be a next out of this captivity. You're going to get out of this captivity. I'm going to bring you out of this captivity. For I know. That right there just gets it. So I'm not going to sneak a preach. But for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Period. And that's so full, because we define prosperity by the world's definition of prosperity. So we get all jacked up about that, you know. So I seal it with Jeremiah 29:11 in the New International Version. God has plans for all of us. I encourage you to step boldly in confidence and faith, trusting the planner, trusting the one who made the plans, trusting the one who created you, and your next will be your best. I believe that, and I decree it that it is so. And so it is. Thank you both for letting me be on your show.
How can our listeners contact you?
anyone that would like to reach me, they can reach us at timwilliamspeaks.com and follow me. You can get to the book, Nexting, there. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm Tim Williams International. Instagram, I'm on that as well. So thank you again. I just want to help people get to where they're going and excel when they get there beyond their wildest dreams. I really just want to help people get where they're going.
Yes.
That's it. I love it. Listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Wealth and Wisdom Together. I am your financial auntie, and Wesleya is your financial big sister. Our end goal for you is to activate the power of your steward identity and discover your unique path to financial fulfillment. Trusting God, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. So bye for now and continue walking in wealth and wisdom together. Hey family, if you would like to support us, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episode. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family on social media.
Don't forget to follow and like us on Instagram and Facebook at Wealth Wisdom Together. Your support means the world to us and helps us to continue to provide great content for you. Thank you for listening and look forward to another great episode next week.